The Wisconsin Republican Convention took place over the weekend. Among the issues that dominated the convention, the continued sway of former President Donald Trump over the party and continued concerns with the 2020 presidential election. We're talking about the GOP was in Wisconsin and what it could tell us about the future of the Republican Party. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. What are your thoughts on the current state of the Wisconsin Republican Party? If you are a Republican yourself, how big a role do you want to see the former president play in the next couple few years in the party, in congressional races, maybe in running for the White House again? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Riley Vedderkin is a Capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Riley, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you've been reporting on the convention, Riley, and it was all ready to rock. And then former President Trump kind of threw a curveball into the mix. Can you talk about what happened over the last few days?
Yeah, it was really interesting. I was actually finishing up a preview story for the convention on Friday, and then just as it was about to go to print, a statement from Donald Trump lashing out at legislative leaders in Wisconsin came out and kind of had to change the top of the story. But I think overall it shows that the president continues to have a really outsized influence in the Republican Party right now. And Republicans in the state are really trying to thread and walk a really fine line between acknowledging that Trump is still in many ways the leader of the party and does have a lot of influence, but also trying to look forward to 2022 and not trying to alienate the voters who may have been turned off by him in the last election. So Donald Trump blasted Republicans for what he claimed was covering up lies about the election and not doing enough to conduct a forensic audit into the election, similar to what's happening in Arizona. And the Republicans on Saturday responded and said, hey, you know, we are doing enough here. We're doing everything really that the president asked for, and that the president is essentially just misinformed and just doesn't know the extent of the investigation effort in Wisconsin.
And Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who's been hiring investigators to look at the election, made an announcement after that about a former state Supreme Court justice involved in that investigation. Can you talk about how Speaker Voss and other Republicans defended their efforts in looking back at the November elections?
Right. So I spoke to Speaker Robin Voss on Saturday morning, just as the convention was getting underway. He said that Republicans are doing enough. He's already hired retired police officers to look into questions about the election. That's not only allegations of fraud, but also looking into areas of the law where, you know, things should be changed in the future, such as looking into how laws affecting ballot boxes might affect future elections and might have affected the November election, or looking into things like Democracy in the Park in Madison, where people were allowed to vote in the election, you know, take their absentee ballots and drop them off at a public park. So just looking into those concerns. And of course, hiring Michael Gableman, who was a conservative Supreme Court justice. That was announced on Saturday, as you mentioned. Speaker Voss also talked about what's already in election law, which requires a certain percentage of voting machines to be audited as part of the election follow-up. Those didn't find any issues, which he talked about a little bit. So he says that Republicans are doing enough and aren't really going to change course at this time unless something in Arizona, for instance, or other states looking to the election do actually find widespread fraud that would maybe prompt the state to actually begin re-auditing or rather auditing more machines, looking at more ballots.
Despite this, as you said, threading the needle effort, you write, Riley, that Republicans at least made the case that they're coming into and out of this convention feeling like a pretty unified party in the state. What kind of things did you hear?
Well, yeah, that's from what I heard, the party is basically unified. I mean, I think it's hard to say that the party is not the party of Trump at this point. I think most people in the party, you know, the 90, probably 5-some percent of Republicans who voted for President Trump you know, kind of shows that the party, you know, largely agrees with his policies. Where there are differences, Republicans say those differences are minor. Rebecca Clayfish, who is widely rumored to be announcing a bid for governor in the near future, said that the differences over style, you know, certainly may be there, but Republicans are united behind policy, and that's what they're trying to aim for in 2022.
And as we wrap up with you, Riley, what kind of things did Republicans say about policy? What were they focusing at on this convention outside of the November election and the former president?
You know, one of the bigger issues that keeps coming up is critical race theory, which is a big talking point among national Republicans. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson mentioned that, as nearly every Republican did in their speech. They want to get it out of public schools, and one way of doing that, they say, is through local offices and getting more Republicans onto local school boards. So you saw social issues like that. There's a big controversy over whether allowing trans women to play girls in women's sports. That was a big talking point at the convention. So some of those social issues, there was, of course, talk about lower taxes. There was talk about, you know, from Ron Johnson about trying to unify the country going forward. There was talk from Mike Gallagher taking a really hard line on China for what he says is its role in role behind the COVID-19 virus and quote unquote unleashing that on the world. So a lot of tough talk on some foreign policy issues, too.
Riley, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Riley Vedderkin is a Capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. We continue our conversation about Republican politics in Wisconsin now, and you can join in with your thoughts on what you heard there at 800-642-1234. Susan Johnson joins us now, Associate Professor of Political Science at UW-Whitewater. Susan, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Rob. I'm glad to be with you.
Well, what do you think are some of the biggest takeaways from this last weekend, the Republican convention, the messages from former President Trump about Trump's role in Republican politics here in the state?
Well, I think what was the most thing that stood out the most to me was the former President Trump calling out the Wisconsin Republicans for not doing enough to investigate election fraud and the like. And then the quick fire responses that we got from many members of the Wisconsin Republican Party to assure him that, in fact, they were doing enough and here's what we're doing. And then a request to actually issue a new letter, almost patting them on the back for what they're doing and indicating that perhaps he was wrong in criticizing them. I don't know. But I mean, I think that if the question is this still former President Trump's Republican Party? I don't know how you answer anything but yes onto that.
And there's the concern that, okay, without President Trump, you lose a big part of your base in, say, the 2022 congressional elections. With him, there's concern that you might drive off some independent voters, some suburban Republicans, a small number that may have turned away when President Trump was on the ballot. What do you see in the efforts to balance those dueling concerns?
Absolutely, those are dueling concerns. But whenever I consider those dueling concerns, I fall back on the idea that the support for Trump or the belief that former President Trump is the way to go is the guiding force. And there's so many examples we can point to in the state, but also nationally, that would, I think, make the case that when those two competing forces are being weighed, that greater weight is given to ensuring that the base, the Trump base of the Republican Party, is recognized and given attention.
A big part of this this back and forth over the weekend had to do with investigating allegations of fraud in the November elections. A myth about widespread fraud, I think it's fair to say at this point. Does it make sense for Republicans to keep looking back at November?
Well, I think as long as the former president keeps speaking about November and his most strident supporters keep making references to November, I think that we're not going to see that go away. And just in the earlier segment before I came on, and you were speaking about former Justice Gableman and the police officers that have the retired police officers that have been hired by Speaker Voss to look into all of this. It doesn't look to me like the state party is moving on at all. So there must be some sense amongst them that this is important for them to continue to pursue.
We're talking to Susan Johnson, Associate Professor of Political Science at UW-Whitewater, looking at this weekend's state Republican convention and the role of former President Trump in the future of the party at the state level and national level. You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What are your thoughts on continued investigations led by state Republicans into the 2020 presidential election? Do you think you're seeing the right amount? Do you want to see less, or do you want to see more investigations? How big a role, whether you're a Republican or not, do you want to see former President Trump play in Republican politics in Wisconsin and beyond? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk with UW-Whitewater political scientist Susan Johnson about the state Republican convention that happened over the weekend and the future of the GOP. You could join in at 800-642-1234. If you consider yourself a Republican or lean Republican, do you want to see former President Trump run to be future President Trump in 2024? If you're not a Republican, what do you think about that notion? How about Senator Ron Johnson? Would you like to see him run for a third term in the U.S. Senate? How big a role should the former president play in the future of the party? You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Let's go to a caller now. Russ is with us in Columbus. Russ, hello.
Hey, I was just calling because I think what will end up happening with this continued investigation would be that they will come out with more conspiracy theories and have more people believing that to think that the election was still stolen. So I think that's just a continuation of what the plan is.
Russ, thanks a lot for the call. Susan, Russ, worried, concerned that conspiracy theories will continue, maybe even get bigger when it comes to the November elections. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, I think that we've seen so many things come out in regard to just, I've been paying, you know, close attention to what's going on in Arizona with the audit and some of the different claims that come out. And as soon as one is debunked, then it seems that there's one there to replace it. And that's just Arizona. And we're hearing other states that are looking at perhaps engaging in similar audits. So I think that that's just part and parcel of the effort amongst some members of the Republican Party to keep that base energized.
Russ, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Susan, a question hanging over Republicans now is a couple of questions about will he or won't he with Donald Trump and with Ron Johnson. Let's stay close to home here. First of all, Senator Ron Johnson says he hasn't decided whether he's going to run again. And, you know, this election is, you know, more than a year away. How much of a difference do you think it makes for the race for Senate in Wisconsin, a key Senate seat, if he does or doesn't run?
Well, you know, you use the term a key Senate race, and it absolutely is, given the fact that the Democrats have a razor thin majority. In fact, only because the vice president is a Democrat, and Wisconsin's going to be a top target no matter what. But if Wisconsin is an open seat race, I think that the Democrats are going to be, if it's possible, even more keyed up as far as trying to make sure that they field a strong candidate and put up a fight to win that seat, because it's one that they think they can win. As far as not hearing from Senator Johnson, I think many listeners will recall that when he first ran, he promised to serve no more than two terms. And he won't be the first person and he won't be the last who makes that promise and then ultimately decides to run for a third term. In my mind, he's sure behaving like someone who's planning on running for a third term, holding events, issuing press releases, being very available to the media. That's, to me, is someone who's planning on seeking a third term.
And then looking further in the future, I think there are a lot of potential Republican presidential candidates who want to stake out a position in the race for 2024, but don't want to look like they're doing it for fear of offending former President Trump, who may or may not run. Can you talk about that dynamic a little?
I think that's playing out most notably with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who people have referred to as mini Trump or something similar to that. And he's walking this fine line of trying to raise his national profile while at the same time not offending the former president, as you said, because as soon as you do that, then you become a target for him. And even though former President Trump doesn't have the social media and other outlets that he used to have as far as making noise, he still can. So yes, we're seeing a lot of that. We've also seen recently, I was surprised to see former Vice President Pence gave an address at the Reagan Library, and he seemed to, for the first time that I can recall, he was trying to stake out a position that was counter President Trump in the context of January 6th and the election and the like. So I was interested to see that. And I wonder if we're going to see more people who are trying to capture the non-Trump part of the Republican Party.
We're talking to Susan Johnson, Associate Professor of Political Science at UW-Whitewater, looking at Republican politics in Wisconsin after the convention this weekend, the role of former President Trump in the future of the party. Susan, looking at Wisconsin as a whole now and our swing state status, some very close elections for governor, for president in the state. We take turns electing Democrats and Republicans, apparently, to the U.S. Senate. Can you talk about Wisconsin's nature as a pretty close call in these big elections?
Wisconsin continues, I think, to surprise people, even nationally, where there was the expectation, I think, back to 2016, when people were absolutely certain that Hillary Clinton was going to win the state. And then we saw Donald Trump do it after former President Obama doing it twice in 2008 and 2012. And just thinking about statewide, like you mentioned, there's one Democratic senator, one Republican senator. And it's just a very divided state when you look up and down at the number of people who identify as Democrats and Republicans. And it's a very polarized state. And I think that for people who have grown up and spent a lot of time in Wisconsin, it's not the state that they recall from maybe 20, 30, 40 or more years ago. But I don't see the divisions changing. And I don't see that 50-50 split going away anytime soon either.
And Susan, I like to check in with you on this. Coming up this fall, I assume you'll be teaching some students. What kind of current events and trends do you want your students keeping their eye on?
I'm interested in focusing on policy and things like that. Sometimes as opposed to we spend too much time, myself included, thinking about the political, and there's the political in the policy. But I want to see what's going to happen with President Biden's infrastructure plan. I want to see what kinds of things he'll be able to accomplish foreign policy wise and the like. So I'm going to be trying to push more policy.
And we should do that on the show more too, I think, probably. But Susan, do you see, I mean, a trend of the politics getting in the way of the policy, especially in a place like, say, Congress?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you can't do one without the other, and it would be inappropriate to teach one without the other, particularly given the divisions that we have right now and a minority party in Congress who has issued their stated goal to stop the majority party from getting anything done. So absolutely, I think that it would be naive to focus solely on policy without considering whether or not these things can actually be accomplished. But, you know, we can think about the infrastructure bill specifically in the context of maybe we will have some compromise for once in a decade.
And we just had, of course, the president in Wisconsin, in La Crosse, making the case for that infrastructure plan. In a market with some of the swingiest of swing areas in Wisconsin, the so-called Obama to Trump counties, are we going to see a lot of attention to that part of the state, do you think, over the next couple of years?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in 2024, but even in 2022, before then, if whichever party is going to win the governorship and the Senate seat, they need to win those areas.
Susan, thanks as always for joining us today.
Happy to be with you.
That's Susan Johnson, associate professor and chair of the political science department at UW-Whitewater. She joined us for a look at Republican Party politics here in Wisconsin.